One more sleep until the regular season begins tomorrow, at least for the Rattlers. What's your excitement level?
I'm trying not to be like too excited. I'm probably just, I'd say probably just like more, trying to say calm, cool, collected, you know. I could say I'm a little excited. I don't know how to rephrase that. Probably like a little excited. I'm not going to show it, but you know, like new group, you know, it's a different season this year. You know, we got a different coach. It's been real emphasized. We're being more punctual this year about certain things we're doing and kind of like establish a different like basketball standard that we're doing over here in Saskatchewan. I don't know why I messed that up. But yeah, you know, it's different this year. So it's really exciting because, you know, last season, obviously, we had our coach get fired halfway through the year, which isn't good because, you know, it's kind of a domino effect once you fire a coach, especially in a short season like the CBL. Everything else falls off. So I'm probably say excited because we got a new group, good faces, you know, guys who are experienced. It kind of looks like it's going to be a little bit more spread out from last year with, like, you don't have to really rely on, like, one person to average 30, even though he was capable of it. It's a little bit nice to know that we got a lot of more pieces that are able to basically take some relief off of our leading scores and stuff like that.
Only a couple of days of training camp. The team hasn't been together a whole lot, and you jump right into it tomorrow. But what's it been like having training camp and getting to see what kind of coach Larry is and what you can anticipate as a player for this season?
He's kind of a coach. Well, obviously, we're trying to tip our hat, like, be a good defensive team because, obviously, that's a lot of our foundation. Offense is going to come because, obviously, eventually that will just lead up from, like, getting our stops defensively. But he's kind of the coach. He's just trying to set a standard, you know, because it hasn't been – like, we've had a season where the Rattlers have won the first year, then they have a lot of losing seasons, then won – they had a decent season when Tony Carr was here. I'm not going to, like, downplay that one. But then it's been a lot of, like, either mediocre or, like, up-in-the-air seasons where it's, like, could have been or if this didn't happen. So he's trying to be, like, it's unacceptable because he told us in the meetings, it's like, if there's 10 teams in this league, like, we're not supposed to be not making the playoffs. Like, that's just – you got to set the standard. Like, we at least be eighth. Like, we can't be, like, ninth or tenth every year. So he's just the kind of coach that's kind of to be, like – we got the standard is set for us to make the playoffs. Like, we're not trying to aim for anything short. However high we get is just going to be up for our ability and how well we play.
Good chunk of players returning from last season, yourself included, and a lot of new players, and of course Jalen Harris. We'll get into that in a second, but you personally, do you anticipate to be taking on more of a leadership role than last year with, you know, such a layover of players?
I'd say, like, partly. Obviously, like, there's a lot of guys a little bit more experienced, played at a higher level, so I'm not going to obviously take all the leadership, but it's just kind of like they're going to expect more out of me just because I've been in this position before. I just finished my rookie season overseas and stuff like that, so they're like, you have a year of experience pretty freshly under your belt. You already been here for a year, so they're like, you're one of the guys that has to at least be, like, consistent, set a standard, be professional about everything you do, and just kind of, like, help things out when you can. Obviously, to an extent, like, we got a lot of good scores, like you said. We got a lot of new players, so it's going to be like whatever I can do to help the team, I'm going to be asked to, and it's going to be a little bit more than last year.
No games yet this season, just a lot of practice and training camp, but what's it like being able to practice with a guy like Jalen Harris that has made the NBA and has had a little experience there?
I say it's good because obviously, like, I wouldn't say it's just Jalen, just because, like, Jalen's a really good player, but we have a lot of other good players. Like, Jalen's good. Like, Jalen's been a really good experienced player, you know. Like, being in the NBA helps a lot, so that's why his talent is what it is. But I wouldn't try to just, like, make it just about Jalen. We got a bunch of other players because, like, Jalen's good. We got Elijah Harkins. I don't know why I butchered his name, too. Like, EJ's good. We got Maurice Kalu. We got Grant right here, too. We got a bunch of players that are, like, Cody John. Like, it's a bunch of us that are really good. So it's kind of, like, compared to just having Jalen on the team, I'd say, like, everybody's really helpful because we got guys with G League experience, guys overseas experience. We got another guy coming in, Bryson, when he's here, who's, like, overseas and G League experience. So it's, like, a lot of guys with different experience to help out.